Kate, welcome back to another episode of Random Pickings.
Baby, welcome to the party. It's been a while since we started like that, eh?
It has, that's true. Man, today's just a chill day for us. We're just lying down, bro.
It's not a chill day, it's a depressing day for me, bro.
Depressing day, bro. It's almost the same thing.
The days feel bad news, my niggas. So.
Hey, what do you mean? It's a good news. Beston got some good news.
Oh, that's great news. Yeah, exactly. Beston.
I mean, yesterday was like... I mean, it's not yesterday anymore. Whenever this was released, at some point, it was my birthday.
Thank miracle.
You know? Oh, shit. Yeah.
Happy birthday. Miracle.
You called me jalapeno pizza for my birthday.
Imagine. Yes.
He
imagine.
Ate the whole thing by himself, bro. I only took two slices.
Yo.
I don't want anyone.
What about the Hershey's? You came at the wrong time for the Hershey's.
Let me tell you what this nigga told me. So, yesterday, on my birthday, I was going to the gym. So, I was like, okay, Beston, I'm going to the gym. I'll drop by your house, like, just because I don't want to pay for parking.
I thought you said before.
So I was like, oh yeah, I got an appointment by 1 p.m. After my appointment, I'll come to your house.
No, you didn't say after. You never say after.
Let me finish my story first. This nigga calls me at 1 p.m. like, are you still coming? I'm like, yeah. He's like, okay. When I get there by like 2:30, he's like, I thought you weren't coming anymore. So I ate your birthday gift. I showed up and he had like half a Hershey, like there's like five rows. He had one row left. I was like, eat the shit.
Actually, like,
remind me to transfer my birthday gift, bro. I was going to bring cash and I forgot.
Yo, confess, that was actually two Hershey's, bro.
Wait, this thing, he ate the whole one. He ate one and eight.
Beston, you knew what you were doing, bro.
I was shaking my head.
I was eating, right? And I was like, okay, this nigga's not coming anymore. That's why I called you by one to make sure if you showed.
I was like, oh yeah, I'm still on my appointment. Like,
bro, Miracle never show up on time, man. On Sunday, this nigga was like, I'm gonna pick you up at 3:30. Me, in my head, I'm like, there's no way this guy was gonna pull up at 3:30.
Bro, I woke up
at 3:30. He's like, I'll be there in 10 minutes. I'm like,
you told you 3:30. You told me 3, bro.
I no.
Hey. He told you 3 and he picked me up before you.
No, Beston. So I told you 3. But then you said we're gonna have to wait. So I was like, okay. So instead of having to wait for too long at your place, let me go pick up Paul at 3:30.
So
so we can get your place around 4 when you said you were going to be free. You said you're not going to be free till 4.
But you told nobody about it having to wait, bro.
I didn't have to tell you that. All I had to know was when you were going to be ready. I made Paul stay a little bit longer. So when I woke up at 3:25, and I was like, oh yeah, okay.
How, nigga?
Let's get to Paul right now. I just brushed my teeth, like, got my shit together at 5 minutes. I was out of my house at 3:30, and he said 10 minutes to get to your place. I got there like 7 minutes. So like,
nah, bro, nigga. I said you 10 got minutes. There at 3:45 or something.
No, bro. You waited. You
no, you got the there house. At 3:45. No,
you didn't,
bro.
Come out the house.
I should. Well, you I had to go to the bathroom, exactly. But like I should have walked. No, I went to pee, bro. It's like 30 seconds.
No. It's like 4 minutes for you.
Another 30 to wash your hands.
It was like 4 minutes.
Maybe another minute, bro. Calm down.
Because my Google Map said that I'd definitely be there in 10 minutes. When I got there, I had 2 minutes left because I drive faster.
That's
sometimes.
Cab. Google Map, usually, if you're moving ahead of time, you know the address. You know, there's no way we're still telling you 2 minutes, bro. Sure.
All I know is that I was 2 minutes ahead of time because it's almost going to get there like 3:45. I got there like 3:40.
Bro, you can't blame me, nigga. I was waiting for you for like 40 minutes.
After that was when we had to go drop off like extra shit. And
this nigga wasn't even ready when you came to pick you up.
We got there. This boy was asking me like, should I wear clothes?
Imagine.
I'm like, bro, we're going out, man. Just like,
hold up.
Put on clothes. Let's just go out.
My question was, and to clarify, what level of clothes are you guys wearing?
I don't know. We're like, not underwear.
I'm like, bro, just come outside.
Obviously, I was like,
so basically, you wanted to know the dress code, yeah?
Exactly, because I was dressed way far better than if I wore what I wore, like before.
Did you have
a
suit and shit on?
Almost.
Beston, there's nothing wrong with that, bro.
Come on, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Imagine I wear a suit and you wear sweats, bro.
Bro, you gotta create your own style.
It's all good, bro. It's all good as long as you feel good in your skin. You know, it's Gucci.
It's how you want to be presented.
Yeah.
Like, if you watch some shows.
You saw there's actually, you know, not bad looking girls where we were at, bro. Imagine if you're dressing up nicely, man.
We're not that interested in anybody.
But
like,
I'm just saying, yo. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't hurt, you know, to get compliments from a shorty.
The last thing I want to have right now is dash kind of shit on my mind. Honestly.
What?
It's like that kind of shit.
That kind of like Bess's worried about.
Beston's got too much hard work.
Yo.
Ahead of him. Like, he doesn't have time for girls right now.
This month is just is bygones be bygones. Like, I'm honestly forgetting about there's no plan about anybody whatsoever. It's just like church, podcast, school. Mm. Like when I mean school,
right?
I mean, like,
I feel that school like on a personal level right now. It's like
I finished that. I mean, I finished a project at 4 p.m. today.
And what's it due?
At 4 p.m.
Sounds about right.
Sounds like uni life.
Exactly.
Finished at 4 p.m. My mind went straight. Okay, next project is writing people on an organization. And the organization of choice is African Union. Next, I'm Googling this, Googling the history of African Union, the efficacy of it. How did they react to Rwandan genocide? All those things, my mind is already there. Because I don't have a choice.
I don't know much about African Union. Sorry to butt into what you're saying. It's important. But like, I know about European Union. And I know about like...
Bro, look at where you are. Bro, Africa is not significant.
It's the honest truth. Because
Africa is insignificant. Honestly.
Because I'm like, aren't like some African countries even part of like the EU? I might be wrong.
No, that's impossible.
They're part of UN. Sorry, they're part of the UN. That's what
most
I'm
African countries are part of UN. Exactly, you have to be part of UN to trade,
to be able to trade and do anything. So, like, yeah. I know about UN, I know about EU, but like, I don't know. I didn't know there was an AU.
Hold up, are you actually joking? Are you trying to like enlighten people, or are you actually serious?
No, I'm being dead ass. I didn't know about AU.
Do you know something called African Union?
It's unfortunate, but they didn't teach me in school.
America.
Nobody taught us that in school, bro. Like. I mean, you guys were old when you left Africa. Never mind.
No, what the? No.
No, I'd want to know. Like,
being by saying that, it's like you guys were at an age where like
educate me a bit.
I have a question. So, Miracle, do you know what OAU is?
Yes.
You know OAU.
Yeah.
But you know AU.
Oh, they're the same thing. Makes sense. Organization of Africa. Oh.
Besson. If he doesn't know, just you know.
Oh,
just
oh shit! I feel a bit stupid now, but it makes sense. Oh, okay, it is.
He changed his name. Just like
I didn't know. Yeah.
The EEC became EU.
I guess. Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Now you know.
Thank you very much.
Let's keep it rolling.
I appreciate knowledge. Knowledge is power. As they say.
You know, but low-key though, like I just feel like sometimes people are scared to like me, nigga. I don't care if I don't know something. I don't know. It's no.
Nah, me too. I don't care.
I don't know if there's a quote about this. I like using quotes, you know, by
Sun Tzu.
Gotcha. Yeah, but like I don't know if this is a quote, but like I just personally think it's stupid. It's more stupid to know something, to not know something, and not being willing to like learn it just because you're scared of how people are going to see you, as opposed to like you don't know something and you're like, shit, I don't know it. Obviously, it's going to be embarrassing at the moment, but look at it. You're going to learn. For me, that used to be like my age in like football. I remember first practice, bro. Like when they were throwing me the ball, I looked backward. My legs just crossed each other, fell on the ground. That shit was so fucking embarrassing, man. But now that I look back to it, I improved so much just because I was willing to risk it, to learn. And I was willing to taking the embarrassment. So I'm always encouraging people, if you don't know something and you know somebody who's going to teach you that, my guy, it's okay to say, hey, I don't know it.
Yo, I saw we got a show post today. We got the rugby text. If American one of the rugby,
you got the rugby test.
Oh, text.
Okay.
I DM'd them a few days ago.
You are already DMing them, bro. I can't play rugby. I've got kind of summer games.
They say you should. Oh, yeah, that's true. You have some more games. Yeah, okay.
Who cares, nigga? You just show up a couple practice. They just said, come on, pull up and have fun, nigga. That mean?
All right. How much? Right, let me.
My guess. Like,
let me know the price.
The pricing, bro. Though. Yeah?
Because if I'm gonna pay money for part time work, it can't be that much. Because
it also depends like the commitment they expect you. Like if the practice are like more than three times a week,
bro. I can't do three times. I can't even do two times a week, bro.
Yeah. So
track is
no. I already have my other martial arts. You know what I'm
exactly.
saying?
Exactly. Track fighter. Track happens four times.
I feel like I just
week.
Need it for cardio. I mean, if I'm gonna talk to the coaches about like just need for cardio, because. Honestly, my only issue is that I can sprint. I just can't accelerate.
That makes no sense.
See, like, you know, you have to stay low
like
to push.
Football,
I can't do that.
And track more sports, you need to be able to, like, he's saying that he has a stop and speed, but to get there, it takes him longer than most people. That's what he's trying to say, basically.
I can't get...
He can accelerate, but, you know,
no,
slowly.
No.
It's like my dad's car. Bro, I hope he hears this. My guy, you need to change that car. It's gotta go. That car takes 5 minutes. If it's cold outside, it's over for you, bro. Your car could be hitting four, like you know those numbers, the RPMs. You could be hitting four and your car is still at 20.
But why on earth are you driving a car when it's cold like that? Like, bro, you are destroying the car. Like,
bro, we need to get places. If you got places to be and the other car is not home,
that's why you wake up early.
You cue the car for a time.
Go outside, turn the car on, go back inside, chill. For 10 minutes, you know, and then go and drive the car.
Yeah.
Except when you need to be at work at at 5 o'clock and it's already 4:55.
Okay, then get the fuck turn out the car on at 4:45, bro. Like, what kind of excuse are you bringing?
Yo, get the fuck out of Winnipeg,
bro.
Just
say things happen. Bro, listen, I don't know if I can afford that yet.
Oh,
listen, it's just up and away. You know,
last year I read, was it last year, 2020? I was reading this book and it finally taught me what empathy was. Like, I kind of had an idea what empathy was, but I really did not know what the fuck that shit was. So, for me, when people used to come to me with like their issues, you know, when somebody comes to you, they just want you to kind of listen to a problem. Me, I'm a type of person, you come with a problem in my head, I'm like, I'm already finding solutions. If you don't want my solution, you gotta tell me to like shut the fuck up and just listen. But I was never good at that. So, I would like the empathy way, I wasn't good. Until I read the book and I was like, oh shit, I feel bad for everybody who ever comes to me with their issue. What the fuck?
Put your mic closer to your mouth, bro.
Why are you doing it like that? Bro, did you see that?
I've been doing this. Like
best thing is always this.
The only way to catch your attention is do that.
That's kind of fucked up. But when my mic is here, I'm too loud. You tell me to go far away from my mouth. Like, what do you want it? Is this good?
Yeah, that's good.
Is this like? Do I sound good?
You sound loud. Do this. Like, just in front of my other hand. You have two hands, bro.
Bro, that shit sounds.
Bro, I just know that. Hands, I just know that. Whatever,
is this good?
Whatever Bestie was doing was gonna be sus.
Use your other hand. Put your thumb out like this.
Do this.
What is it?
Yeah, and then put.
That's the distance. Put the thumb on your lips.
Bro, if y'all know what this nigga is making me do, right?
This guy's. I don't know why he thrives in being sus. I swear.
But that's the only. Because it's not about being sus. It's like, okay, if I do it normally, get your attention is much different. If I do it weirdly, it's like, oh yeah, now you're interested. That's what you want me to do.
Nah, bro, that was just over. That was too much. That is true.
He did get your attention, though.
Yeah, it worked.
Walked a lot faster than the other ones because I saw him.
Now I lost my train of thought. Look, you happy now? Last one was.
You were talking about empathy. You read a book on how to become empathetic.
Yeah, so basically, like I was saying, like when people come to me, I have a lot of life, like do like a lot of shit,
stop,
right?
Stop. From the breaking pace, some things happen.
Somebody happened. Came unprepared today.
Paul, let them know.
I came more prepared than ever, bro.
Let them know.
A little over prepared today.
That's the issue. It was over preparedness.
I came ready.
Yeah, he came ready, and his laptop was not ready. So unfortunately, yeah. So
the laptop said no today.
So we had some technical difficulties.
Technical difficulties means that it's of nobody's fault.
Yes, best thing. That's the problem. We're trying to say, let you know that it's not our fault. Is it your fault? Exactly. There's nobody.
Actually, kind of it is.
He wasn't showing love to the laptop. That's what.
Yeah, I should have brought my laptop charger. So
Paul was talking about something, and next thing, it just sounds like everything broke off. But I mean, Paul doesn't really remember, so that's part of what we're going to dig on. I mean, you're talking about empathy, and you just kind of forgot what we were talking about.
So yeah. We were talking about cars before, like starting the car. Oh, now I remember.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I remember about that part.
Yeah, regarding empathy, the book that I read earlier during the week was pretty much describing what empathy was. And the whole time prior to that, I thought I was doing the empathy correctly. Like somebody, you come to me problems, I hear your problem, and I feel bad for you. So like I kind of share something similar, try to make you not feel alone.
That's empathy. But
nah, nigga, that's like the opposite. Like when you do that, you're switching the focus from him to you. He didn't come to you to listen. You didn't listen. You come to me with a problem, right? Your car just crashed. You don't know what to do. Well, after telling me that, I start talking about my car that crashed last year. Something that's been resolved.
Bro, that's the shit I do actually.
Yeah, that's what I used to do before reading the book.
That's the shit I do.
And in the book, it was kind of explaining like why not to do that, because when somebody comes there, you're making them, you think you're making them feel like forming that connection, but you're making them feel even more alone, because at that point you're legit shifting the focus from them to you. You know what I'm saying? And after I read that book, I was like, oh shit, I've been doing this to all my homies, all my friends, and I was like, fuck.
So okay, what did the book say?
Gotta do it. Don't do that. Sit there and listen to them. That's the best way to actually help some. A lot of time when people come to their issue, they just want somebody to listen to them. When they ask you to help them, then you can put your input. If they haven't, you sit there and truly try to
actually listen to them and don't bring your personal issues or anything about you. Keep the focus to them as long as you can possibly do.
I think this can just be like what we talked about last night when I told Miracle that, or when I said that you have to release.
Keep that in mind. I didn't finish, bro.
What the fuck? What are you saying?
I'm going to where I'm going. I was explaining what I learned from the book.
Okay, keep going.
Now, back to like right, what happened to me with the right, engine right start. Yeah, back to what happened to me when starting the car, right? This is when everything clicked. So I was at work. I was complaining. It was like minus 45 or whatever. It was freezing. And I was at my work complaining like, hey, my engine start, my key starts is no longer working. So I have to go to my car and actually turn the car on. And then go back inside and do, because I was having a whole ass shitty ass day and I was just complaining, you know, just ranting about it. And then my supervisor came out of nowhere. I didn't even ask for his opinion. This nigga just comes and is like, oh, I don't even have a remote start in my car.
The fuck yes.
That's what I said. You know, I felt like, I was like, how dare you? You know what I'm saying? I'm out here complaining. You're here telling me like, I don't care that you don't have a remote start. It's about me right now.
He's belittling your experience.
Yeah. And then when I heard that, I was like, damn. When I went through that, I was like, shit, this is what they were talking about. Because I honestly feel like, how dare you, bro? You know what I'm saying? Like,
you felt like you got disregarded.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I was like, oh, so that's what the book said. Yeah. And that's why the book said not to bring your own shit in it. Because it's not about you. Because it was never about this nigga, bro. I was even talking to one of my colleagues. He comes, I don't have remorse though. I'm like, bro, shut the fuck up, bro. No, for real. Like, I love you, but like, nah. I don't love you like that, bro. You can't just disregard my shit right now, my problem right now, nigga. I had to freeze outside that day. But yeah, that's what I was about to, that's what I wanted to share with you guys, eh? Next time when somebody comes to you with your problems, keep your shit out of, you keep your mouth shut, just listen to them.
But what if that time they're coming with their problems to you? It's the same time you want to come with your own problems to them.
Hey, you still keep your shit in, bro. They came first. You should have went first, bro.
Yeah, this life can't be first come first. Yeah. You can't be like that, no. I don't think so. But what if you want someone to shut up? What if you want someone to shut up?
Well, you listen, you're entitled to tell them to shut up, but just know like the way they're going to feel, that's probably not what you want them to feel. So but listen, I went through this, like, I think, like, 20, whatever. People just used to come to me with problems. I think I told you guys this shit. And then I came to a point where, like, it was affecting me, bro. And I started asking myself how people that do, you know, this professional therapy, what do you call them? Therapist. Or, yeah, like, how do you do that shit, bro? Like, listen to people's issues. That shit started to affect me, bro. I'm having a good day. One of my friend comes out of nowhere with, like, a bad day, and to me,
bro, they're paid.
It just like switched my whole day.
They're paid, you know, first of all, they're paid, and
yeah, what
they're paid to do what they do, like therapists.
Oh, fair.
They're paid, and they also, they honestly, they
probably have techniques to kind of filter.
They're not there to actually listen to your problems.
Yeah,
let's be honest, they're there to analyze your problems with you.
But like, I just feel like I want points, like.
It's fucking true,
bro. I've been thinking of the benefits of therapy. I've been going through shit, so I understand.
Bro, they hope you analyze your things.
That's why they can go through a bunch of patients in one day. If my actual friend,
because if they solve your problems, that's a very simple slope.
Exactly, it's going to take a toll on them first. Nobody can. You're not going to make enough money.
Yeah, nobody can solve your problem. Interesting. Nobody can solve a problem for you except you. True. I mean, people can help you achieve your goal with suggestions, like it can help you get into the right place, but if you don't talk, nothing will happen. If you don't do, if you don't make any, if you don't move, nothing will happen. If someone tells you go through that door,
of course,
and there's like $5,000 there, if you don't stand up, the money won't come to you. So it's like you have to do something. It's not even therapists themselves.
That's how we pray nowadays. God give me 1 million, but I don't want to go out to work.
It's the perfect dream.
Sugar mummies. Tinder, Tinder. Yeah, I feel like I'm gonna change my Tinder, but sugar mummies wanted on me.
Oh, I'm telling you, bro. No one wants to make money nowadays. People just want money.
I'll send you a picture of my ankles, my toes.
I send you, me too.
True. I'm tired of
stuff. You got my used underwear. As long as you buy me a new one, I give you the old one.
Yeah, we can do replacements.
People be buying that shit, bro.
Yeah, people buying farts, bro. Like, yo.
What? Why you fart in a jar in close?
Bro, it's called compressed gas. It's combustible. It's actually crazy. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
I just gotta say, man, I'm weird, but people are weird, bro.
Don't be afraid. Whenever you think you're bad at, trust that there are always people worse. Are we gonna talk a little bit about
the Will and Jada love?
The Will and Jada, bro.
Yeah, I want that Will and Jada love, bro.
God,
I want someone to be as loyal to me as Will Will is, bro.
Let's just say you want a dog, bro. You can find one at shelter if you need one. But
you know what the Bible said, man.
What did the Bible say?
That bitch is Delilah, bro. That's what I can look at the Bible saying right now.
Shit.
I like Will Samson, bro. That's
oh
in my head.
Oh my god. Samson was like,
no, she dead ass just pulled that Delilah shit, bro. What did she say?
She said
that he's overreacting.
She said, yeah, I said it was overreacting. She said that it was.
She doesn't need a mental protector.
Yeah.
Damn, I hope somebody like, okay, I don't want to say.
But
what I was gonna say, like the Bible said, he who finds his good wife finds a good thing.
Finds a good thing.
Hey, if you don't, you find headache.
Yeah, I mean, my man, if he found it, he found.
Let's be honest. I mean, they've been together for 20 years. That means there must have been somewhat or something that was good at least for maybe 15 out of the 20 years, right?
Yeah.
Because if we're being honest, yeah, she's had her ups and downs, but we've not heard a lot for quite some time, you know. You know, she's giving us like, you know, snippets. She's giving us like, you know, episodes of it. You know, the Tupac shit came out. You know, there's been just slight introductions. And now we know their whole family members.
The funny thing about it,
we know how Will sleeps at night.
It's like this. It's like people who get like paparazzi recently writing amount of shit about them, and then they fight so hard that it's hard to believe whether that was things that true or false. She's saying it with her own mouth, which is shocking. Like. The kind of thing she said on that Red Table Talk is like, did you really say this with your own mouth? Like,
you think that it was edited, right? You think someone just had to edit a voice over
bro,
shit?
Bro, I rewatched, you know, that one that she was talking about, the entanglement shit?
Never watched it. I wouldn't watch it back on.
That one I watched with...
Yo, listen.
With intense focus. Guys, mind, I just like...
There's also that one. Apparently, what her name? That Willow wrote a letter to Tupac saying that her mom is sad. She knows that Tupac is alive somewhere. He should come back so her and her mom can be happy. That's when she was like very young, like 8, 9 or something. And like that nigga was dead before she was born, bro. Like imagine you have a daughter and then your daughter writes a letter to your mom's ex talking about like he wants him to come back so both of them can be happy.
Just imagine competing with a dead nigga. Yo,
that nigga is not Jesus Christ. He's the only guy that died that woke up from the dead.
It's not with Jesus that came back. He's not fighting with Jesus. Like he's fighting with actual Tupac, bro.
Will is fighting with the ghost of spirit past. Someone has gone.
Will even said himself that he used to like be like very, very insecure, man. Like when he knew like that was his competition.
What?
But you can't win, you can't lose. Like, bro. Like honestly, like,
bro, Tupac was the shit in his time, bro. Will was like the like no name from I don't know East Side or West Coast, Blair whatever. Yeah, Tupac was like the prince everybody wanted Tupac and type of shit like that. And then Tupac never really
man died.
Wanted Jada.
Wait, did Tupac actually date Jada?
I don't think so. They never made it. Official, Jada said like they're never dated, so
what's that point?
But man was clapping. It's like the way you look at it, I just feel like Jada wanted Tupac, but Tupac was a playboy, eh? Want to live life,
yeah,
didn't want Jada, and then Jada was like, Will is here, why not?
You know, the funny thing is like Jada Smith is weird in a way because I feel like. We talking about how it gives us some sort of audience, some sort of power.
It does.
And it's annoying me that...
And I don't want to talk about her.
I talk about her. And I honestly want... Because the more you open this fucking Pandora box, it's much more sheer. Just like, you said that with your own fucking mouth. Like, the pride, the power. Like, I understand you're giving power to yourself.
Hey, she's recruiting reputable viewers, eh? So,
like, at this point, I just don't want to talk about...
She's making money, bro.
Like, honestly, like... we didn't talk about the war for a long time. Like, bro, there's a war going on in Ukraine. Like, people are going to slaughter and kill the Mariupol. And
apparently they were nothing more than close friends.
Who? Han Tupac. Yeah. So if I die now, my close friends start doing this for me.
They all want to suck my dick. Is that what they're saying? Should I try and die?
Yeah.
I just want to know. Like, it's.
Let Diddy brother help me.
Would you?
You gotta be close enough to get that joke, bro.
Like, I thought that. You might have let bygones be bygones after maybe like...
And then we got bygones.
20. Oh. After like 20 years, but it's ridiculous. Let's not give any more rep to that. Sorry, you were saying something. I just kind of interrupted you.
No, I'm just saying it's a freaking war in Mariupol.
Yes, exactly.
People are getting slaughtered.
We didn't even talk about that at all. Was not spoken about
that. You've not given any update on Ukraine. I mean, no, I mean, you can see it on the news, bro. If you are checking, just check the news, please. Even if your news is only stay tuned, at least,
bro. I stopped even listening to stay tuned, bro. Yeah,
I also subscribed on stay tuned a long time ago.
I don't even know.
My car has been the grid for the past month, so like I have no idea what the hell is going on around the world. Because oh, yeah. That's when I used to listen
CBC,
to news.
Yeah, no. CBC. Huh? I time I got tired of music, I said CBC straight. Like every time I was driving CBC,
bro. I don't like you. I just switch genres.
Switch genres of music.
Of course.
No, I get tired of...
If rap is not working, you move to pop. If pop is not working, R&B.
Country music.
Even country and folk.
I like very few country songs, man. I don't know about all that.
Yo, I like black country artists. Bro,
but me musicals, personally was like, I don't really discriminate. If I find a good song, that's the shit.
Blanco Brown and Blanco White. These two niggas are good. Okay, Blanco Brown is white. That's a nigga. Blanco White is... Sorry, Blanco Brown is the brown one. Black or white, as the name suggests, the white one.
Yeah, like when it comes to music, is it just me? Do you guys like attach like emotion to like your music,
bro? You attach weather to your music, please. Don't fuck even. It's just weather. You. Paul has music that I can only listen to.
Y'all still remember
summer.
That shit, bro?
The first day he told me, I was like, "What the fuck is wrong?"
Yeah, I remember
thing?
He has a weather.
So. I got summer music, winter music. I don't really have like fall and spring, whatever. But yeah, like the country music that I'm listening to, I think. One of the songs, I heard it, and I was having a bad day, and then that shit just made my day. So, like, I've been listening to it ever since, every time I feel down. I forget the name of it. I have to search it up on YouTube.
Wait, the country music?
It's a country song, yeah. It's, like, On the Road or something like that. It's, like, yeah, I think it's called On the Road by, I don't know. I don't know the artist.
There was this song I found on, I don't know, I just basically found a song. I was looking for something. I don't know how I found it, but the song is called I Could Kick Your Ass by Justin Moore.
I could kick your ass.
Once I heard that song the first time, I'm like, that's my nigga. This song is good. Like, I kept listening to his other songs. It's like, wow, it's good. And then I found this other guy. And it was like, Fuck You, Bitch. The song by...
Of course, man. That's the song, bro.
That song is a banger, bro.
It goes fuck like, fuck you, dog.
Fuck you, dog. I hope it never
comes back.
What?
That's a song, bro.
What?
I found that
song. My guy was heartbroken, man. He was going off on that girl, man.
He had to cuss her dog and her bitch.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, it's written by Willow Worker Jr. Fuck You, Bitch. His other songs are like...
I was actually playing that song on Sunday, bro. Believe it or not.
check out Willow Worker Jr. Check his other songs, bro. Like, he is...
But it's annoying sometimes when you listen to some rap. Some artists, like... They have like one good song.
If you think Cardi B is dirty, listen to this nigga. Let's not about his dirtiness. Is like all these people are thinking about this thing in slang. He's in plain English. Man is speaking in plain English. Let me talk them to these like plain English. I mean, that's not really plain shit. But
isn't that the one you were playing in the car last time?
Yeah.
I forgot. I was
because I lady, let me suck them titties, girl, something like that.
I was one of my friend's cars, and I had to force her to stop playing music because I just couldn't take it anymore.
What kind of music?
I don't know. Yeah, I think it was almost like, is it Jamaican to an accent? Was like a Jamaican guy that was just raw with
Bumbleclad.
He was just raw with all his words. I was like, what the? This is just inappropriate for my ears to consume. I was just, I just had to stop her. I was like, nah. Yeah. No music or like just like me
when I listen to Rema, like at some point in like I read Rema's song Calm Down. At some of the beginning of the song is so
good. Is it a Christian song?
Rema.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know who Rema is?
No.
You don't know Do Maybe?
Oh, that's Rema. All right.
Miracle, you need to be rinsed.
Listen, we don't know people, artists.
You don't know who Rema is.
I know my artists sometimes.
Like, I know he probably know his song. Like, if you name me, like, most of the artists you've been saying by name, like, I don't know who the fuck they are. I'm just pretending like I know. Because I knew you were going to react that way. Miracle, you sometimes you just kind of...
yo. Okay, have you heard the song, Baby, Calm Down?
Of course we heard the song. We've heard all of those songs. We just don't know it's by Ram...
Rema.
Yeah.
Most of these songs, right, at some point, like, the beginning of the song, the beat is good. But at some point, it just turns overtly sexual. But, like, what I mean sexual, like actually, like, I don't want to say the words.
Describing the bed.
I say it, bro.
No, don't describe. I'm not describing clip, bro. Like, yo.
Oh, yes. That sounds like a song my friend was... My friend was listening to.
He, like, there's... But I applaud his detail in his understanding of female genitalia. That's one thing I know.
Hey, people should take notes. Hey, many niggas don't know. They don't know. They should actually put them on that song, eh? If they're struggling in bed, should listen to the song and learn from that.
So that should be their sex education, like, lecture. Hey,
you gotta learn somewhere, bro. Come on, you like you, I mean, he has good music. True.
That is honestly, that's really important in life. Is that people? Yeah, sex ed.
Yo,
really
I was this Congolese, it's my wife, bro. Anyways, she's a model. She's my future wife.
Everybody's just like a future wife, bro.
No, just her, bro.
Bro, you told me like three different people that your future wife or you want to wife up or something.
It was probably her. But anyway, she was just posting she put a poll on her story, and she was asking the lady to put something that usually like taboos in African house, blah 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 blah. And then they did that, and then this girl just kind of went off. It was like, African dads don't know how to please their women. That's why they go to cheat. What they do, they just spit on it. Look, it's and I was like, what the fuck?
They just...
That shit from experience.
They just spit on it.
I was reading that, I'm like, man, I'm sorry you gotta go.
That shit is from experience.
And then she was like, that's why they go cheat with all these young men, because they actually know what they're doing. Bro, let's put them on that song.
Go listen to Rema's whole album. Yeah. You learn more about 7 years.
Yeah, I would have sent that to you guys. She would have said it in English. She said it in like French and half Lingala. So it was like, ugh, I wish. Sometimes I see shit, I'm like, damn, I wish all niggas speak Swahili, bro. I'm telling you, Swahili is the funniest language, man.
Is it?
It's funny. Like, hella funny, man. Compared to like French and English that I know so far, extremely funny. Like, it's way up there. Like, this is the simplest thing, man. Can just the way you pronounce them sometimes in Swahili. Next level.
Safety.
Bro.
It's not that deep. Relax. It's not that big.
It's not that deep. It's not that big. Let's just keep going. Just leave this thing alone, bro.
After it came,
don't listen. It's when you react to you give it power. Listen, it's only when you react.
That's
to you
what
give
someone
power.
Has always sought to say.
It's only when you react to you give it power, bro.
It deserves power, bro.
It's when you react to it that you give it power.
Push that out with power.
It's when you react that you give. I'll say it again. It's when you react that you give it power. If you ignore something, you don't believe it's there.
Paul, did they teach sex ed in middle school or is it high school?
Bro, I came here, I was like going in fourth grade when I came to Canada. I first learned sex ed, I think, in grade 6. They teach in grade 5 and grade 7. And they just teach you regular shit, bro. Like, the thing that the teacher was teaching, I was there, the half of the class is like, wow. And I'm like, bro, y'all niggas are dumb. None of you guys know this shit. Bro, I had bad influence growing up. Yeah. I was like, what? I was like, okay, let me not expose myself too much.
Yeah,
grade 7, like, I don't know, they were just teaching boys, like, hey, you gotta make sure you wash your armpits, brush your teeth, wash your face, like, just general, like,
hygiene
stuff.
That's different. People still don't know.
I feel like it should be an actual class that should be taught well. People should really understand. Because people that don't actually go into biology or like any of those sciences,
parents will protest. Parents will protest.
Parents will complain about you trying to make their children become too this and too
I think
that.
Like in high school is okay, but like earlier on, I know most parents would care.
Complain even if it was in university.
Of course, but like it can be like one of those like, what's it called? You choose to take the class or not. So like, if your parents are okay with it, if they offer it and the parents don't want to, the student doesn't have to take it. Instead of making it like a mandatory or something. But either way, parents will always complain.
Exactly, Paul. But you know, but I'm saying that it should be mandatory though. We don't want people ending up like your African men that getting cheated on.
Hey, listen, I don't think that's going to happen. Because, man, everybody's
the world today is sexually liberated. Let's be honest. Yeah.
It's like if you're not good, you get embarrassed one time and you have to learn.
You can watch YouTube or X videos, one of the videos.
Girls aren't scared to talk about it too. They will expose your ass, bruv.
They'll let you know.
Listen, all you know is like if somebody is good and bad, like just know all her friends knows. Her friends will let the other friends know. So people know. And if you're bad,
you will know.
So
you will know that they know. You can feel the eye contact when you walk past them.
So in other words, be a virgin.
You know that word, stick to Jesus.
they even know your dick size, bro.
That was a little scary, let's not lie.
Even when you're virgins, you know that too.
Honestly, at this point, you're not safe.
Legit almost like measure my shit just by looking at my face. Like, I'm guessing it's this and this. And I was like, how close you are, that shit just terrified the shit out of me, bro.
It's not even terrifying. It's like the amount of experience that I must have. You need to gather.
She did that by looking at my face.
No, that's you need to gather for enough data to be able to be that correct, which means that run. That's all I have to
say. The whole time she was playing innocent, man. I'm like, listen, there's no way you know this much and you as innocent as you telling me.
Mm-hmm. See, experience in the show for face. Mm-hmm. Experience is not in the face.
The amount they can take in does not show on their faces.
What the fuck? Mm-hmm. What the fuck?
That's not wrong, though.
It's not wrong. It's true. Like, you see these ones, people that they'll tell you like they only take 14 inches and above. I'm just like,
might as well give you a spatula.
I'll give you a cooking spoon.
They got a tough car garage, bro.
This is a video I showed you.
Which one?
Where the guy was going. I can't even say it here.
Nigga, say it, bro. You already started, man. At this point, we crossed the line.
What size is an appropriate size?
No, you was talking about like actually having sex with a woman, and then he was like, I was going and it was coming out way too fast, like
there was space.
And then he asked if he could go, and yes, and she said no, FP 100k extra.
Hey, I think you might have shown like it was just like a, I think it was like a Nigerian movie video.
I showed you guys.
Was that the video?
Yeah,
I don't remember the video. It might have been a while ago.
It was last week before these niggas came.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, come on, we were laughing about it.
I can't remember.
Most of it was in Igbo, so I don't want. I don't switch to that. But
it was, bro, say it.
Bro, you see why I am, bro. Like, yo, and it's too dangerous, bro. She's too risky.
You mean some evil people up there?
What else could you buy? Scream. I don't know why.
In life, you must take risk.
It's probably language.
Bro, I'm always walking the fine line around my family members. It happens all the time.
Bro, I don't know where this podcast is going to.
Yo, there's a lot of shit like this. I don't know, bro. Anyway.
I'm telling you, sometimes I'm just like, I wonder how my parents like are like, in general, just okay with anything I do. I just feel like a lot of the things I do just go against their beliefs, but they just like choose to accept me for what I am. It's just like at some point they're just like probably like, I don't know, man. I don't know what to do about this nigga. Beston, stop safety. Just stop. Like, fucking stop.
Why y'all start talking? Now it's like people can hear what I'm doing.
Of course, they have to hear what's going on.
I was waiting for them to cut that part out, bro.
Anyone cut it out. Like, if you honestly know what safety is, like, honestly, like, my body or style.
Everybody should know what pausing safety is at this point.
They should. Yeah. If you went to a camp
let's explain to our listeners. No, sometimes they may not know.
We're not doing that.
You can explain pause, but not
go and go on Urban Dictionary or some shit. Somebody's definitely has.
Okay, let's explain pause.
We don't gotta explain anyone for them.
Miracle. Okay, we want them to laugh honestly, with us, man.
You honestly can't explain pause.
Anyways, guys, when we say pause, you just mean somebody just did something like
sus.
Very sus.
Someone
said or did something sus. So if you hear us say pause, we cut somebody liking. All right. And we kind of just, that's our way of exposing them and keeping them in check. Not just to check if they're so straight.
Yeah.
Their head is on straight. No, they're that. Straight.
But the way these two niggas are actually catch sus, it's weird as well. Because some things I do, they catch it pause. Like, I don't get it sometimes.
You want me to give an example of what you did today?
Go ahead, sir.
You've done all this.
You did a big release.
This is cool. Hmm? You did this thing. Hmm?
First of all, you're showing me the mic with your mouth open. That motherfucker, look how big that shit is, bro.
My mouth and the mic.
And then you went up and down.
Is it my mouth or the mic? Which one is good?
Both of them, bro. I don't know. Do you want to fit it in?
Me, I was just talking about the...
Yeah. Jesus.
What did he say? Did this have stopped?
Yeah. And you fucking just said this mic has a different thing now, bro.
Exactly.
I said the mic has a different
thing. Now you're seeing the power. You see where the pause is coming from now. You can see it. Exactly.
The mic looks different now in my eyes.
Exactly. Yeah.
Even the way you were holding it, I asked myself, like, I have to know. We had to know there was experience there, you know?
Fuck you. But listen, the goal was to get your attention, which I did.
Bro, that's not a good way to get my attention.
Miracle. Sorry, Paul, it's not about the process.
If I talk about the goal and achieving the goal and the process.
Yes. You could have done this.
Hey, where the right
that didn't
way,
work.
Right?
That didn't work.
You did that before.
I did it. That didn't work.
I saw it. Shit. Yeah,
no, that's not work. So I actually use like
when it went extreme.
You know, when I was looking at you, you could have done this, and then I would have been like this, and then you know, your thing.
I didn't want to distract. I was like, I could.
You didn't want me to distract me, but he wanted to distract me. So you know, there's like I'm looking at you. You're engaged. I'm looking at Beston. Beston is doing his thing. A lot of time he'd be on his phone, right? So I'm like, he's doing his thing. Let me focus.
Because you were deep, you're knee deep into your empathy story. What was the name of the book? Actually, you didn't actually talk.
Oh, it's I know it's by Renee
Brown.
Yeah,
How to Train Your
Holy Dragon. Holy shit, Renee Brown.
She has really good books.
She's
honestly
so good. Yeah, I have one.
How to Train Your Dragon.
No.
Nah, she's an expert on something called.
That's when he was talking
vulnerability.
It was one of those books. She talked about it too, and I was like,
yeah, she's deep.
I was taking a leadership class. That's when they made us read that. So. I'll find it. I still have the book at home. I think y'all should read it. I know Miracle doesn't want to. It's a good book.
I have Seth Godin, Jeb Jakes. I have to read finish. Like, I didn't read this semester at all because I don't really work with too much. I mean, this is my first semester actually with a podcast. So, my first, second semester with 5 classes because every year I take five courses. Every year
he drops 3.
Fuck you.
It takes 5. It starts the year with 5.
Bro.
Yo, I didn't drop
I dropped song. Most of them.
Yo, because like, okay, in fall, this is what fucks me up. Okay, fall is the winter. This is winter semester, right?
Mm-hmm.
I normally take 5 classes. And this one, I took 5. And then this is my first one. I'm actually have to do extra job driving around, doing this, doing that. Working. Wow, that's true. The first time working. Damn, it's been a while.
You have a lot of firsts this year, bro.
Yeah, I know. I mean, yeah. Actually, I'm proud of myself now. Honestly, I'm proud. Yeah. I did good this year, yeah.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, but now I got to finish the whole fucking semester now. Because, yo,
I just hope I'll be able to say that like at the end of the year this year.
I have an exam 26th, 27th, May 1st, May 3rd.
That's rough.
And that's it. That's it for the year. Actually, I have 2 exams on May 1st.
That's rough.
So, and then last one, May 3rd, which is my economics, which is probably the hardest one because I paid attention. I was talking in the class, but I was not listening.
How are you talking in the class? Was it in a line? Was it in person?
How did you talk without listening?
Because I was like talking, like when in the conversation, when he actually started teaching, I just like tune him out. Hey. Yeah, but honestly, the class is like so good. Like honestly, it's a class why I can talk about it with somebody, which is why I love the class so much. I said today today's topic was NFTs. What is the value of NFTs? What is the fundamental value of NFTs? Oh. NFTs. And I said bubble. It was like the housing market. What was an asset bubble?
Is it like paintings?
What,
like,
NFTs?
Like digital paint? Like, no, I'm asking. Like, it doesn't matter. You're discussing. Like, yeah, it's an asset, like something that accumulates that like you can own and like a house.
Yeah, exactly. Because a fundamental, like a bubble is described as something whereby the price of the assets is different from the price from what it actually costs to hold it. Mm. So what would it cost you to buy a house just leave it forever? As opposed to buying a house and flipping for profit in the future. So that difference. So if you buy a house for 100K, you want to sell it for 200K in the future, or you buy a house for 100K and live in it forever. So that basically the difference is, how much will it cost you to, if you had to buy an NFT just to hold it forever, how much will it cost you? So everybody agreed that buying an NFT to flip it for the future is, the value of it is $0. Like, clearly it is $0.
Wow.
Yeah, because if you look at it, NFTs have no like tradable value in the real life world whatsoever. It just,
exactly,
the promise of future value is what makes NFTs, isn't it? So the question is an NFT an asset bubble? Other question. So asset bubbles, you don't know until the bubble bursts. Mm. I mean, that's how bubbles are.
Hey,
most bubbles are. You can't really tell.
Is that almost same thing with like crypto, or is that different?
Crypto is a difference because crypto goes up and goes down, and because crypto can be used as a tradable, because it's been permeated into more facets of life, mm-hmm, then it moves away from that.
Crypto is like Winnipeg weather.
Yeah, actually that's true. When crypto's high, Winnipeg weather is cold as fuck. That's true. So with that,
that would have been what I was going to say too. You learned about NFTs in your class. Let me tell you what I learned in my own class.
Feel like best thing to learn about a lot, like real life type shit. Of thing.
Bro, my is
you learning about lab shit.
Yeah, I learned about real life shit too, bro.
What'd you learn? Bio?
We learned about
shit that you've been doing in the lab.
We learned about your small intestines today. We learned about, you know, how food passes through from the ileus cecum straight to the colon, you know. People that did bio, please don't roast me. I don't remember everything I learned, but... No, that was a basic idea, and then we moved from that into large intestines. You know, so I learned in real life shit too. Mine was probably even more real life than his, bro. How do you understand how the food in your system? We learned about like how glucose
all I know
is
I eat the food, it goes down, it comes out after 24 hours. That's all I need
to
know.
It's not 24 hours, bro.
It's not 24 or 12 hours. I don't know. However,
it takes 30 minutes to digest carbohydrates. Over 50% of your food is actually carbohydrates. Okay, we learned that today. See. No, those starch of the food you eat is actually cannot be broken down. It cannot be actually absorbed by your body. See, it has to be broken down into like maltose or fructose or galactose, and those are now further broken down.
This is the reason why I hate biology.
And those
biology,
are further absorbed.
Bro.
Sorry, as well as glucose, further absorbed into the system and used for energy and all this in the body. See, you know, we learned about like how the body stores all these things and which one the body stores more of and which one the body stores less of. So I mean, mine is in real life shit too. So if you think about it.
Okay, so I have a question. Have they teach you guys how to keep your, get your body to start burning your fat instead of burning the, what you call it? Is it carbohydrates?
Yeah, why not a kinesiology class?
Nigga, that's not about, you're in a biology class, you tell me how stuff are breaking down, I'm trying to learn
how
body
that,
processes
that is more that is more of like a kinesiology kind of thing, like
are you gonna
use food instead of, to use the food you eat, whatever.
So you're not helping to lose weight.
You're not help to me.
Am I going to tell you how to lose weight?
Yeah, help us out.
That's what I was waiting for. You know, because he was talking about like our bodies, you know, processing.
I mean,
the
easiest way to lose weight, if you're being honest, is to like create small deficits, because everything in the body works with gradients.
Yeah, because it's simple. The biggest way to the only way you lose weight is actually if you take out more calories than you take in.
Exactly.
As simple as short.
It's not
rocket science.
It really isn't.
It's harder than rocket science, actually.
Yeah, it's a little more difficult.
The world is not black and white, my friend. Y'all are so oversimplifying this shit, bro.
That's the rounded-out version. It's the easiest version. Apart from, like, you know...
Like, you're about to tell me, like, if you're eating not a lot of food and you keep eating a bunch of... What you call it? A bunch of sugar throughout the day, you're going to constantly stay hungry. It's going to be very difficult to not eat a lot when you're when your insulin levels are always... skyrocket, you know what I'm saying? So it's not that easy, bro. I've been trying, nigga.
Yo, you just gotta train.
To be train, honest,
and train.
I haven't really tried.
Empty hard, belly. So. That's the yo. You wanna go on a challenge?
Hmm?
Wanna go on a challenge?
Before.
Don't listen to anything. Best.
Wanna go on a challenge?
For what?
Miracle, shut the fuck up. Stop. Stop.
If you hear where it started with that conversation, you clearly know that.
Miracle,
what's the challenge?
Miracle, stop.
Challenge is about to be ridiculous.
Miracle, don't be a destiny blocker.
All right, go for it. Let's see your challenge.
Wanna go on a challenge?
If this is disgusting. We're fighting, but what's up?
Okay, the challenge is who loses the most weight in next. 1 month.
Put money on it.
Swear down. I want you talking. Swear down. I want you talking.
can I join?
Sure.
Put
50, nigga.
You sure?
Can't lose weight. Can I? Let's go to compare. Mine is gain weight. You guys lose weight.
Fucking me.
That's easy, nigga. You just start eating 3,000 calories a day, bro.
Don't go to practice and you gain weight, bro. Like simple and short.
Okay.
Bro, I won't get as much as you think.
Let's put
since we're going, I mean, we'll pay one of our like a travel or something. We do, hey,
calm down. We don't know.
Calm down.
Buy tickets or
Mercury, don't watch tickets, bro. Calm down, bro.
Okay,
the loser we either request or there's the winner, we either request something from the loser or dare the.
No, I just put this in that creates muddiness. Makes it muddy. Let's make it concise and clear.
Okay, let's do $100. I hold $100, but I'll keep 20. Do we now get 80?
Fuck you. You hold 10. You hold 10.
All right, sure.
You hold 10.
Give me 50 each. Good. I give the winner 90.
Putting 100?
Put 100. No.
50 each.
I'm going to go measure myself. What day is it today?
Well, I have to see your starting.
You have a weight, right?
It's not very accurate. Let's not use mine.
I have mine. You can walk in my house today. We can measure it.
It doesn't have an actual, like, it doesn't have to the point numbers. It just gives you the average. Like,
that's fine. I'm probably like 220 right now.
We need to get the points average, because when we're talking about losing, we need to know how much you lost, like the exact amount, because it can be close. If we're going down to the points, we need to know what it is. So, like, so,
bro, if it's tie, it's tie, nigga.
We're not doing tie. Somebody's winning. No. Somebody's
wait, I think win. Mine measures those. Let me just double check. You guys actually give me a notification right now.
My weight is about 100. And let me shut.
You see, mine does the points, so we good.
How did you measure that? With your finger?
Stepped on the scale and then it just records it on my phone.
And it gives you body fat and shit, right?
Yeah.
How the fuck does that work, bro?
What
I don't
kind
get
of
it.
Scale is that?
Does it shake? Does it shock you to get your body fat, like, bro?
Not really, because you know that class we take kinesiology. You know, like my body fat was like, the lady was like, yeah, you kind of overweight, but like I was in shape. I was just like really muscular, so it's.
Oh no, that's BMI. BMI.
Yeah, body fat. Has the BMI here too.
BMI don't make
no sense.
And
also, listen,
because almost every athlete is overweight.
Even here, so like your body fat, I don't really go too crazy with it because it's not really accurate. You need to actually go in those those machine that is like actually truly measures your body fat. Here, you're just stepping on a scale and hopefully like it's kind of estimating what your body fat could be based on your height, weight, and so on. So. Yeah. Anyways, I like to compete. I like this challenge.
Mm-hmm. So 1 month. What's the day?
April 6th.
Okay, by May 6th, I'll be back here.
I like to know when you're starting. I like to know your starting weight. Everybody submit it to
today.
Me.
Starting weight. Start everything today.
Starts today. Submit your starting weight to me.
And we'll do the numbers today.
Yeah. I just show you my weight, man. But it might be a little higher than this.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
you want to see an episode?
I want to see on the scale.
My weight today on March 22. Was 118.4. I mean 218.4.
Oh. I'm like, wait, Paul, 118.
Is that kg?
I'm like, bro. Is it kg or what?
LBs, bro.
Bro, you weigh 118 lb. We don't need to do
like
this.
It's like 90 something.
This is not competition anymore if you're 180.
Alright.
If you're 118, it's not competition. 118.
Alright, let's go, bro.
That's what girls weigh,
though. So steep for me, bro. Because I have that's to lose. If I lose 20 pounds, bro, I'm a skinny ass nigga, bro.
There's no way you're going to lose 20 pounds in a month unless you go crazy, which I am going to go crazy, so.
Oh,
let me just let you guys know who's gonna win this. Paul is gonna win it easy.
What the fucking Paul is gonna win it?
It's simple. It's Paul.
Thank you. First of all, I weigh more than you.
Paul is more motivated by the money. He's broker than you by lots. That's the honest.
Okay, calm down. First of all, I'm not broke. It's just like I have to pay for a lot
exactly,
of shit.
Exactly. That's what I mean. I don't mean he's actually broke, but I mean Paul's got more motivation. Plus, Paul has been talking about losing this
week. My car's been in the garage for minutes. I need to get that shit out.
Exactly. Paul is going to win this, and he's going to win it. Unless somehow you decide to go crazy, but you are enjoying life. You just got a new car, bro. You're going
to
be driving.
Best chilling. My guy's about to pull up tomorrow with the show. Yo.
Paul's about to be running while you're driving.
You know what I'm saying? My car's so virgin right now.
Paul's going to be walking while you're running, while you're driving.
I'm going to be biking,
yo,
bro.
This weekend, I'm gonna run to work so I can... Steve, I'm like 15.
This
times.
Man, I told him to try to run a lucky marathon. Said, bro, nah, wait. You're about to walk to drive bro, run to work.
Is your work like 30 minutes?
30-minute drive.
This nigga's not going to make it. He'll call me to come pick him up on the road. He's stranded. Yeah.
Bro, listen, he'll leave his house. He'll get to my house. You see, it's like a 7 minutes. Huh?
He got to the bridge.
It'll take him at least an hour. It'll be like, hey. Miracle, come take me back so I can take the car.
Honestly, oh God, that's what's going to happen. He's going to call me like, bro, I just passed the bridge. I tried, but I couldn't make it. Come get me.
Hey, I could always bring you my bike.
Honestly, actually, bring the bike, actually.
And then you bike the rest.
I'll come to help you. Bike back home, I'm going to collect your car.
And then I'll run back home.
But, okay, we know that now that this challenge is on.
Hey, to our listeners out there, man, make your predictions, huh?
This challenge is on, so...
I might just give you guys... anybody who voted for me, I might give you guys 50% of the money I'm going to win. So, yeah, I wanna hear them predictions. Slide up on our... Send us messages.
There'll be a poll on Instagram later today. So later on Friday, or actually today.
Yeah,
Friday.
Just to know that you actually listen to this episode, once you answer the poll, send my name after. Say, Paul's gonna win this shit. And then you may get that 50% off. I mean, not off, but 50% of my... price, because you know I'm taking it.
Mm-hmm. All right, so with that, I want to say thank you for listening to our long ass patchy up beautiful sweet and very very sexy voices.
Oh yeah, we may have a guest soon.
We have a guest soon.
Oh yeah, my wife is coming next week, so
oh, that's true. Your wife is coming. Yeah,
Paul's
yeah.
always has a new wife coming. I keep telling
I don't have words. A new wife, man. See, it's the same.
Listen, there's nothing in polygamy, so that
hey,
we don't
hey,
share
hey, my mom might hear this. Mom trust me, huh? I'm a one girl type of guy. So they say.
That's what everyone is. Everybody is.
So in light of that, let's go. Take a good night. Have a good evening, people. Stay good.
You've reached the end of another episode of Ransom Pekins.
You can hit us up on our email at ransompekins@gmail.com.
You can also follow us on Instagram at ransompekins.
And leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Have a good evening.
Peace.